بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا يستهموا عليه لاستهموا عليه، ولو يعلمون ما في التهجير لاستبقوا إليه، ولو يعلمون ما في العتمة والصبح لأتوهما ولو حبوا. متفق عليه. Continuing with the hadith, began the discussion yesterday. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the people had to come to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in azan and in the first saf, then as I mentioned, both these amal, the opportunities are limited. Muazzin is only going to be one person. Likewise, the first saf is limited. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that because of the limitation, if they knew the value, they would compete with one another to such an extent that if there was no other way besides drawing lots in order to get the opportunity to give azan and to make salah in the first saf, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَجِدُوا إِلَّا يَسْتَهِمُوا عَلَيْهِ لَسْتَهَمُوا عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they would even draw lots. And we find this further exhibited in the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that during one of the battles of Qadisiyah, that is the campaigns of the Sahaba against the Romans and the Persians, the Sahaba had completed their mission just before Zuhr Salah. So in other words, they were in jihad, striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and the time of Zuhr Salah had come. So now, who is going to give the azan? This became such an issue amongst them that they were ready to take out their swords. It's mentioned in the books of history, Hanat Salatu Zuhr. وَكَادُوا يَجْتَلِدُونَ بِالسُّيُوفِ. It reached a point that they were ready to take out their swords to fight with one another to be given the opportunity to give azan. The person that on that particular expedition had been appointed as muazzin, he had become shaheed. So this gap had opened up as to who should give azan. So the Amir of the army, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is historically recorded that on that occasion he drew lots amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to decide who should call out the azan. So this indicates what we were discussing yesterday, where Allah Ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Outdo one another. Let there be this competition. Let there be this sibaq. Let there be this siyaq, istibaq, competing with one another for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for His mercy and His compassion. So to continue with that hadith, the second part also we touched upon yesterday. وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي التَّهْجِيرِ لَاسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you had come to know, if only the people would know what Allah has kept in tahjir, here also لَاسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ, they would compete with one another in order to take part in tahjir. Now what is tahjir? Ulama ikram mentioned this is al-musara'a fit-ta'a. Al-musara'a fit-ta'a. To be early. For example, salah, the times are fixed. There will be those, I remember the other day, I was coming down Crescent Street, Asr Salah was maybe at that time at 4:30. So there was one person standing on the roadside. So I stopped, gave him a lift. It was 4:00. So I told him that, listen, I'm going to Glennon Road Masjid, Asr Salah is at 4:15. So he said, no, drop me off at Masjid-e-Hilal. So I said, Salah is 4:30. So he said, no problem. So what is this? Tahjeer, to be early. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to this jazba and zeal of being early for your a'mal, this is something he said, if you had to come to know what Allah had kept in it, you would hasten towards this. Unfortunately, many of us, when it comes to the a'mal of deen, we are just carrying it out. The shock of being early, the shock of driving ourselves, the shock of putting ourselves into mujahada and difficulty, that unfortunately is lacking amongst us. And yet, in Shariat, this is something that is strongly advocated. Don't just fulfill Allah's command, fulfill it early. Get there beforehand. Be punctual in what you are doing and drive yourself. This is something that takes us towards what we call ihsan, excellence in our amal. So lo ya'lamuna ma fi at-tahjir lastabaqu ilayhi. If my ummah or if humanity had to come to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in being early, in driving ourselves, in doing a particular action, lastabaqu ilayhi, we would go ahead in that particular action. And then the third part of the hadith, each of these expressions, lo ya'lamun, lo ya'lamun, lo ya'lamun, if only you knew, if only you knew. In other words, O my ummah, come to know the value of this. Value these particular a'mal. The third thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted in this hadith, لَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي الْعَتَمَ وَالصُّبْحِ. If my ummah had to come to know the value of Isha and Fajr Salah in Jamaat. Isha and Fajr Salah. All five Salah in Jamaat are valuable. Not only valuable, emphasized to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I wanted to put someone on my musalla, and then I would have ordered the youth of Medina to gather firewood, and then I would patrol the streets of Medina and go to those homes of those who are not coming to the masjid for salah with jamaat. And Rasulullah said, despite being rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy to humanity, he said, I would burn those homes down. So salah with jamaat is not a choice. Salah with jamaat is something Rasulullah said, I would burn the homes down of those who would not come to the masjid to make their salah with jamaat. Blind sahabi, Abdullah bin Umm Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, inni darirul basar. I can't see, I'm blind. Coming to the masjid, obviously, there are impediments. I can fall down. I can get hurt. So can I make my salah at home? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him one question. He said, Hal tasma'un nida? Can you hear the azan? So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I can hear the azan. So to this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that I cannot excuse you from coming to the masjid. Despite your blindness, there is a very real possibility that you may fall down and hurt yourself. Despite that, I cannot excuse you from coming to the masjid for salah with jamaat. So for all five salah with jamaat, there is no excuse. There is no levity. But amongst these, naturally, there are two that are generally challenging. One is Fajr Salah, obviously, because you're in a deep sleep, to wake up. What is one challenge? Secondly, the salah at the end of the day, the last salah, Isha salah. Person gets tired, it's night time. There's other taqazas in front of him. So these two are generally the most challenging salah. So when it comes to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if my ummah had to come to know what Allah has kept in Isha salah and Fajr salah with Jamaat, then what would happen? He said, La atawhuma walaw habwan. They would never ever miss these two salah with Jamaat, even if they had to crawl and come and perform this salah. Habwan means to be on your hands and knees. Or another literal translation of the word habwan is when a person is sitting and drags himself on the floor. So look at this, a picture, mental picture that forms as to how much the Shariat has emphasized particularly these two salah. Even if you are crawling, incapacitated, Allah's Rasulullah, there is historical evidence that at times, supported by two sahaba, his hands around the shoulders of two sahaba, with his feet dragging on the ground, Rasulullah still presented himself for salah with Jamaat. So to recap, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah said, if humanity, not just the ummah, if humanity had to come to know what Allah has kept in azan and in the first saf, and there was no other avenue to fulfill this besides drawing lots, they would draw lots to get the honor of azan and making salah in the first saf. If people had to come to know what Allah has kept in being early, tahajjud, they would drive themselves, compete with one another. One great benefit of this being early, we learn in many hadiths, that when a person comes early, obviously he's going to wait for the salah. He's going to be what is called muntazirus salah. It's a person who is waiting for salah. We learn in hadiths that when you are sitting in the masjid and waiting for salah, Allah is rewarding you as if you are in salah. So you are getting the reward of salah even before the salah. Then obviously, salah is something that requires mental preparation. Prepare yourself. Divest your mind and your heart of all the other attractions besides Allah. Ponder whose court you are going to stand in. How should you be standing in salah? What is the kayfiyat and manner? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make every salah as if it is your last salah. If you don't come early, all this is impossible. If you're rushing, last minute always, just to make it for the salah, then that mental preparation cannot take place. So this is one very great benefit. Tahajjud, come early. In other words, allow yourself to mentally prepare yourself, spiritually prepare yourself, so that the salah is discharged correctly. And the third thing, Rasulullah ﷺ said, that if my ummah had to know the value of Fajr and Isha Salah with Jamaat, they would present themselves even if they had to crawl. Allah give us tawfiq.